This morning, we're catching up with the head of middle school at Glasshouse Christian College, Jack Vreeling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm marvellous, thank you. And now we should point out that Jack is short for Jacqueline. And you are actually going to be hosting some marvellous guest speakers at your school soon. Can you fill us in about this seminar that you're holding for parents?
Yes, we're really super excited about having Melinda Tankard-Reist and a co-worker, Daniel Prinsiep. They're going to be presenting to parents about cyber safety and managing like all things online with their children, and also touching on things like how to deal with concerns like predators or pornography or just that minefield of things that we don't have, you know, not as digital natives as parents, the access or the information or that current knowledge, and from her perspective too, which has really been like a strength for her.
Now, of course, it's not just about online, is it? It's sort of integrated with pop culture as well.
Yeah, she has a really good understanding of the world that they work and walk in, and the interactions they have, and what's important to them and how they live their lives. So because she deals with this daily, and she's also often doing on the cold front of some pretty significant issues with kids, she has a really good understanding of that, much better than what we do.
Actually, I saw her once at a conference and it blew my mind. Things that I would never have considered. Once you've considered it, once she opens your eyes, you will totally view the internet in a different light, that's for sure.
Yeah, she really, I don't know, sometimes we can, it's a bit like a car accident. We can think that's not going to happen to us, or, we're blind to what really might be, seemingly okay and it's not. I know myself as a head of school, I probably weekly deal with at least three issues where students in middle school are just in a really bad way because of things that are happening in their lives and parents aren't aware. I sometimes, probably about three or four times a term, have to let parents know that their child is, gaming at 2 o'clock in the morning. And this is often sometimes from kids who you really wouldn't expect it of, and parents are often quite surprised and sometimes don't believe me, and then when they go look into it, they go, actually, you're right. She's just a really valuable speaker and really worth making the time to listen to.
So this is a free seminar, but I think it'll be pretty popular, and obviously there are going to be limited places, so you'd like people to book?
Definitely. It's not free to the college. The college is hosting her. We just think this is so important and valuable that the college has paid the money to have her come up and present both to our students throughout the day, and then our staff in the afternoon, and then this parent session. They're all part, the college is covering the cost of those. We do have limited, we have quite a few seats in our presentation, in our performance hall, but yeah, we would like parents to book because that gives an indication of numbers, and it's just very helpful for us. Our own parents will offer a live stream too. We can't offer that to other members of the public, but certainly we just think she's so valuable that we would just really like to offer this to everybody. It's not something we'd like to keep to ourselves.
So if you're a parent, doesn't matter which school your kids go to, you're welcome to book in and go along to see this parent seminar, Navigating Harmful Messages from the Internet and Pop Culture. And there's some wonderful experts who are going to be doing this presentation. I know that Melinda is not only an author and a media commentator, but she's a blogger as well and a wonderful guest speaker, and it really will be an eye-opener.
Yeah, we certainly, anybody from the public is welcome to come. Like we said, it's free, but we would like them to book via the links that are available on social media and through other various news sites. At no cost, just book and then turn up. She actually does also a few other things online, but you can certainly look that up. She does some really amazing things. She actually puts pressure on companies that are doing the wrong thing. And actually get her social media to shut down things that are unacceptable. It's really quite impressive.
Amazing. And look, you might be thinking, oh, it's not relevant for my family. I know my kids, they're okay. But our kids live online. I mean, the phone is an extension of their body these days. And the stats are out there, the facts are out there that the average age of exposure to pornography is 11. 11-year-olds, and it's in their face. It's on their social media feeds. It's on their internet feeds. They can't really avoid it, but how do they handle it when they see it? And so this, Melinda, has some wonderful tools and tips and advice for you.
Yeah, and I think also more to the point is we live in a culture where it's so normalised that people are thinking, well, what's the big deal? And she actually also presents information that is compelling, that helps people understand, no, it is a big deal. And we need to, like, she actually, I suppose, resets our frame of mind so we understand that this is a really worrying thing. And then, yes, of course, tools on how to deal with it, tools on how to support children, tools on how to help them navigate that themselves, because they are on their own. They're in their own rooms with these devices doing things that parents are unaware of.
Fantastic. You can find out further details by heading to our What's On guide at salt1065.com. The parent seminar, Navigating Harmful Messages from the Internet and Pop Culture, is going to be held at Glasshouse Christian College, and it'll be held on Monday the 8th of August, starting at 6:30. It's free to go, but remember to book. Lovely talking with you, Jack, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for getting this message out, Fiona. I really appreciate it.